Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter. Wake up to do your quiet time before God every day, and after listening to Turning Point, please pray for as much as you can, and then rebroadcast this message to all on your contact. Do so daily. Welcome to Tuesday, day 25 in March 2025. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way this day. Be responding with amen, I receive it. May God's eyes shine on you wherever you are and wherever you go this day. May God make life easy for you. Everyone under the sound of my voice today, I speak the blood of Jesus over your life, your home, your family, and your children, and all things connected to you. Spiritually from here, I sprinkle the blood of Jesus on you. I plead the blood of Jesus. Wherever and whatever power cannot conquer Jesus' blood, will not be able to conquer you in Jesus' name. Listeners, if you can, please anoint yourself with the communion wine. If you have it at home, sprinkle a little over your head, or just put your finger to touch the wine and touch your forehead. Do the same for your children, your spouse, and your family members around, if they will allow, or just touch their photographs with the blood. It is symbolic as well as prophetic. The angel of death and destructions going all over the world, killing, maiming, and destroying and terminating lives, but you and your own are preserved in Jesus' name. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, God said, "And the blood shall be a token or a symbol upon the houses, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you." Let's do this. Now, be responding with the word Passover. As I mentioned the followings, be saying Passover. Angel of destruction and death, Passover. Untimely and premature wastages of life, Passover. Sicknesses and diseases, tragedies and misfortunes, accidents and attack, kidnapping, banditry and abductions, arrows of accident, arrows of poverty and lack, defeat and failures, Passover, setback and losses, insult and embarrassment, and ridicule, Passover, frustration, oppression and depression, family curses and evil covenant, say Passover. Yes, there shall be no evil news about you and your family. Your life is precious to God. It is hereby preserved by the blood of Jesus. If you believe in the prophetic, please sprinkle or mark yourself with the blood using the wine or zobo or any red liquid. If that is not readily available, then use water. It shall do the same work. Again, switch on your cell phone touch lights today. Point the light to yourself from your head, your forehead, all over your body, and say, "Light of God, shine on me." Say, "I will arise and shine." Say, "The glory of God is on me," in Jesus' name. So shall it be. Right? March 25, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live the rest of your life in fruitfulness, in prosperity, and in power, in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right? Let's take some questions here. Please, let's listen, learn, and apply. First one today. Good day, Daddy. Please, can we have succumb-free diet in the next quarter, April to June 2025? We did not have succumb-free for a while now. Thank you, Daddy, and more grace. Wow, okay. Our succumb officials are themselves listening to this now. So I urge them to do the right thing. Thank you for desiring more knowledge. Next, good day, sir. This is my second year of subscription to Turning Point Daily Devotional Reading. I have been complaining of consistent lateness and omission several times, but no changes. Please kindly help us to address this issue. More anointing, sir. Wow, the officers in charge of subscription to Daily Devotional Booklet is Demi, and I'm sure she's hearing this now. Anyone having issues with the Daily Devotional Prayer Booklet should complain directly to her on via +234 8055 100510. Be specific on your complaints. I'm sure you will get prompt response. Demi, you are hearing this yourself, address all complaints promptly and talk to Director Media in case you have issues or you need any assistance on this. Our members must be promptly attended to. Next, RCCG, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, is our family church. Before my late husband passed on, my daughter, on getting to higher institution, joined another church while in school. Now, she is getting married, and I told her that her wedding should be in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but she is insisting on getting married in the other church she joined while in school. So I told her, I will not attend. Am I wrong, sir? Wow, many parents are also facing these issues with their daughters. If your daughter could hear me on this counsel, I will say to her, daughter, do your mother proud. Do the wedding in RCCG, your family church. That won't stop you from going back to your new church after the wedding day. A daughter's wedding is a day of joy for the bride's family. That is why traditionally, it is the bride's family church that wedding do take place. However, ma'am, if she insists, please attend her wedding. Their father has gone to be with the Lord. You are the only one she and her siblings have now. She is just being childish. But let it be if she is adamant, so that bad history will not be told in years to come. Your parents did not attend your wedding. That would be a negative narration down the line, even to your grandchildren. But like I said, let her listen to this counsel. Perhaps you will have a change of mind. Listeners, let's have your own opinion and comment on this issue for our dear member and other people, parents, who may be having this issue with their children. You see, these are our Gen Z sons and daughters. Now, what for them? Next, good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. What does the Bible mean in Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5? And what is the sin against the Holy Spirit that cannot be forgiven? May God continue to strengthen you in this good work. Wow. The scripture you are referring to, if I get you right, is Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, Mark 3, 28 to 30, and Luke chapter 12, verse 10. Well, theologians have different opinion on this teaching of Jesus of sin against the Holy Spirit that cannot be forgiven. But my own understanding of it is this, which is the understanding of many. In the Trinity, God the Father created, God the Son brought redemption, and God the Holy Spirit is the one that convict the sinner of sin and enable the sinner to repent and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, leading to salvation. The sin against the Holy Spirit that has no forgiveness is the rejection of the prompting of the person and work of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is rejected and resisted, how will conviction and repentance leading to salvation happen? Whoever rejects the Holy Spirit is lost forever. It is in that sense that I believe Jesus Christ said, if you reject the Holy Spirit, you have rejected the entire Godhead, then it is lost forever for that person. That is my understanding of it. Whatever you say against Jesus Christ is small. Once you genuinely repent, you are forgiven. But when you reject the Holy Spirit, there can be no salvation. Listeners with a different interpretation, let's have it here. I will broadcast it. Next, my wonderful and revered daddy and my beautiful TPJF, watching the palliative video brought me to tears of great pride in what a family coming together can achieve for God's purpose. I am encouraged to do more. Congratulations, TPGF, and all the wonderful team and volunteers. We shall increase by the grace of God, we and our children. Wow. Thank God for God, and thank God for TPGF, the donors, and the palliative team members. We cannot thank God enough. We cannot also thank you enough. Let's take one more. Good evening, Daddy. Please, I'm not enjoying this week of question and answers teachings because of the Feed the Hungry announcement. It is taking more time. We need more time for questions and answers. Please, can you take a week for the Feed the Hungry so that we can listen to people's challenges and solutions, which we all benefit from every day. God bless you, sir. Wow, my goodness. I thought it was necessary to let all of us know what is happening with the palliative project. The video clip was a different posting. It was not included in the normal 12 to 13 minutes daily delivery. Anyway, I hear you. Maybe when we have need to announce palliative and explaining, we should increase question and answers to 3 weeks. I know many listeners want to hear more of solutions to life issues that we share on Question and Answers Week. Please rebroadcast this to all or your contact. Let's do it daily. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m., usual venue, Living Spring Chapel, Kaduna Life Camp, after the fish market. Telephone numbers for further inquiries, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. All in these cities, please attend. Then the first National and International Ministers Conference this year will be holding on Wednesday, April 12th from 10 a.m. Venue is Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue Junction. Please be there. It is interdenominational for all in the fivefold ministry and upcoming ministers. Be there. Buses that will take ministers from Abeokuta, Ogun State, and Ibadan, Oyo State are arranged. But you need to book a seat by sending an SMS, a chat, or a call. In Abeokuta, the phone number to call 0802-779-6376. To book a seat from Ibadan, SMS or chat 0806-928-6662. To book a seat, do so now. It is highly subsidized. Then, ministers from Lagos, you just come to Goshen Land, Ikeja, Lagos. Telephone numbers for ministers in Lagos for inquiry, 0802-322-1646. Don't miss this National and International Ministers Conference. Don't compromise your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 333 seed we are sowing this month. And now the welfare seed also, if God is laying that in your heart. I prophesy to everyone's life today, go and do good. The light of God is on you. The blood of God is on you. You are untouchable. The grace of God shall surround you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.